Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman. And today I really want to talk about the idea of what counts as a workout, how you should be including workouts in your day, because right now a big shift is going on. It's beginning to be summer. A lot of people may be leaving school and now you're on summer break. Maybe you're transitioning to a new job. Maybe you're moving different places. There's just a lot of change, or maybe you're just going on vacation. And when all of these things come up, it really disrupts our routine. Maybe we no longer have access to a gym, or we temporarily don't have access to a gym. And the point of it is not that, okay, because you're going through this change, you have to neglect your workouts or you can no longer be active or fit. That's just not true. So we're talking about this idea of what can we consider working out through these periods of non-routine. And I think that this is so important to talk about because this is the whole idea of, okay, I've fallen off the wagon. I got off the wagon. I can't get back on, right? I'm sure you've heard that a million times. Maybe you say that all the time. And that usually happens after these transitions. It usually happens after the vacations, after the celebrations, the graduation parties, the 4th of July parties, right? Like all of that that's coming up are times where you're not on your routine, but that doesn't mean that you've fallen off the wagon or that you need to fall off the wagon. And on the other hand, it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to skip all these parties because it doesn't follow into your routine. So this will be the messy in the middle of what you can do to make yourself happy, both physically and mentally. So the number one thing, and this is really overlooked in all of this, is you can't be dismissive of the activity, the exercise, the movement that you're already getting. A lot of times when you're on these breaks, or especially, you know, on vacations, I'm really active on vacations. I'm walking a lot, spending most of the day on my feet compared to a desk job. And because of that, I'm naturally more active. I'm moving my body more. And a lot of us, we don't think of these as the workouts. We think of these as, you know, I didn't go to the gym. I didn't, you know, click my Apple Watch, like activity on, burn 300 calories, right? Like some people think that if you're not doing that, then that doesn't count as a workout and that you've fallen off the routine. But in reality, it just looks different. And so if we're not so quick to be so dismissive of the exercise that we are doing, I think that you're going to find that you're actually a lot more active than you think. This past month in April, I spent most of it in Austin. I had a family wedding that I was going down there for, and I thought, you know, I'm already traveling. I already have to do the 2 weeks quarantine when I get back, get tested, all of that. So why not just extend it and make more of my time there? So I stayed there for over 2 weeks. And while I was there, I walked everywhere. Every single dinner we walked to, every single time I wanted to go to the grocery store or a bar or just to get anywhere, it was all walking. One, because it was super nice. And two, that was just the only way to get around. And so I was looking through my phone, and just like your phone tells you, you know, like your screen time went up like 50%, right? It tells you your screen time went up. Well, the health app can tell you if your steps went up and your mileage went up. And so looking through my vacation for those full 2.5 weeks, every single day I averaged greater steps, greater standing time, greater mileage than the past 5 months. Like there wasn't any days really in the past 5 months that I did more than I did when I was on vacation. And I think that, you know, we can be so down on ourselves because on vacation, that's when you seem to indulge a little bit more. That's when you go out for dinner a little bit more. That's when you have the desserts and the drinks and all of that. But at the same time, like I was moving my body a lot. I was getting fresh air too. These are things that usually don't happen when I'm working every single day or just staying at home, because I was still working there. But just after hours, you know, I was able to get up, stretch, move my legs. So if you're approaching these times, if you're approaching the change of routine with the mindset of, okay, these activities that I'm doing, these still count. I'm still sticking with my plans. I'm still, you know, getting exercise 3 times a week, resting 2 times per week, like whatever it may be. If you approach these times like you're already still doing that, then it's a lot harder to say to yourself, like, oh, wow, I really fell off the wagon. Like, no, you didn't. You've actually been continuing on your plan and continuing on your goals. It just looks different because a lot of us, you know, every day is not going to look the same. And yeah, it might be easier to stick with the plan when, you know, your Monday through Friday all looks the same. And then it's just Saturday, Sunday that changes it up. But when life does change up and you do have these exciting things going on, that doesn't mean you have to toss everything, you know, out the window. And so my challenge to you and the challenge that I want you to take this summer is, where can you be more active that's maybe outside of the gym or outside of what you usually do? Because here's the thing, if you've been going to the gym, if you've been working on your fitness, then I'm sure that when you start to be more active in your day-to-day, you're already prepared for this. You're already strong enough. You have enough endurance for this, like for vacations. Maybe you're taking a road trip and you can stop and take a hike. Maybe that's something that you haven't thought of before, or you haven't been able to do before, or you didn't want to do before. But that is a fun part of being more active. If you're more active in the gym and you've maybe been building that strength, it allows you to do these other activities. It allows you to live a fuller life if you want. And so my challenge is for you to branch out in ways that maybe you hadn't before and not be so strict on yourself of going to the gym. Because, you know, there's definitely a time and place for that. And if that's a season that you're in where you're like, no, I just got back into going to the gym, then great, like continue that. But if you're someone that, you know, it's been a few weeks now, it's been a few months and you've been disciplined with yourself, now is the time to use that discipline and now go enjoy it. Go push yourself to do something active. And just remember, this doesn't mean that you're taking time off. This doesn't mean that you're going to get weaker or lose the results or whatever fear you have around this idea of like not going to the gym. It's just using these new experiences. Maybe on vacation, you're now with your family. Okay, how can you spend more time with your family and being active? If anything, this challenge is just now allowing you to be more present. What can you do in the present moment instead of removing yourself from that presentness? So that's my challenge to you. So this is part of what it looks like with the mindset around staying consistent. A lot of people, they're like, I struggle with the consistent part. I do great for short bursts. And this is the mindset shifts that are needed. So step one is stop being so hard on yourself. That was episode 82. So make sure you go back and listen if you haven't already. Step number two is reset your expectations, which is what we talked about here. Don't be dismissive of your exercise that you are getting. Don't be afraid to kind of work out just because it doesn't look like what you're used to or it's not at a gym. So really resetting and reevaluating your expectations. And then step three, and it's what I'll be talking about next week, so make sure you're subscribed. Step three is all about self-sabotage and self-doubt that we just put on ourselves because, you know, maybe it doesn't look like how we thought. And then we kind of go into these mindset spirals, right? I'm sure that it's happened to you before where, you know, maybe you forget one thing or skip a mess up. And, you know, maybe you forget about working out for a while and because you were on vacation. Like, it's fine to also just enjoy your vacation without being active. And then you come back and you're like, oh, wow, because I've fallen off the wagon, you know, now you start being hard on yourself. Now you start with that self-doubt and that self-sabotage. And it's all because you didn't have those realistic expectations. So they really do go hand in hand. And I think that these three episodes will help you a ton if you're struggling anywhere with your consistency. So make sure you're subscribed so you get that last part. And I will see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast, do me a favor and take a screenshot right now and post it on your Instagram story. You can tag me at Girls Gone Healthy Podcast, at Girls Gone Healthy Podcast. Come say hi, come say what's up. I'd love to connect with you, and this would help support me to continue bringing you free content. See you next time.